Patsy L. Bronx. And Brandon, I am sure that those seven players, when they hit Australia next year in April and appear at Blues Fest in full charro Mexican cowboy outfits with those trumpets and brass instruments, are going to drive the crowd nuts. Mariachi El Bronx on just released their brand new album, which is called Three, their third album. ABC Local Radio just released on air, online, and on the ABC Radio app. I'm Bill Reiner here with Brandon Stewart. And this is a great collection that is rather unusual in Australia because we haven't got enough population to accommodate great diversity, but we still manage in Australia to achieve a regionality and an individual sound in various parts of our country just the same. The one that's right at the heart of Aussie music and has been for many years is the city of Melbourne, and in particular the suburb of Carlton, inner city north in Melbourne. And this has been a labor of love now for many people, putting together a representation of some of the alternative acts that were in Melbourne playing in the 1970s, particularly the mid to late 70s. The album is appropriately titled When the Sun Sets Over Carlton, subtitled Melbourne's Countercultural Inner City Rock Scene of the 1970s. Brandon, the thing I love about this, the vitality of that music still sounds good today. But I was very impressed with the organization of the booklet that accompanies this album, the two CD set, by the way. It features many of the players, the artists, and even some of the punters that were there at the time, writing their own stories about their experiences and how it worked for them in Melbourne in the music scene in the 1970s. It really is a great example of a city that had music in its veins and how it came out in the 1970s.
I think also it was the time when Australia and Australian music started to overcome the cultural cringe. We always looked at music and places overseas. We never really sang that much about Australian places. And for a number of bands to be singing about their local area and their local streets, local suburbs, was really a step up, I reckon.
In the rock era in particular, that is so. There have been songs sung about Australia and the country music and folk music for many, many years, of course. But in the rock world, it just wasn't the done thing. But in the 70s, Australia found, as many countries did around the world, found their own voice as a musical nation. And Melbourne was at the center of that for mine. We're going to just take this, probably the Lay Down Bazaar song of this, which exemplifies the great success of Skyhooks, one of the great achievers of all these bands. But there are so many others. Sports, JoJo Zip and the Falcons, Stiletto, Russ Wilson, his many bands, Daddy Cool, Paul Kelly, Stephen Cummings. It goes on and on and on. From the album When the Sun Sets Over Carlton, Melbourne's countercultural inner city rock scene of the 1970s.
Yeah. Thank you.
learn that's British India, Wrong Direction, from their forthcoming fifth album. The band's been around about 10 years and played in a set along with Skyhooks, and that's from the collection When the Sun Sets Over Carlton, and the song was Carlton, Lygon Street, Limbo. And also in that reissue collection from Melbourne bands of the 1970s, there's Jojo Zepp and the Falcons album Screaming Targets with extras. The same goes for the Sports, Don't Throw Stones, that LP, and Reckless, also by the Sports. Bill Reiner with Brandon Stewart. Coming up, Neil Young. Neil's released a few albums of recent times, but this one, he's getting back to the songs. And more about that in a moment's time. But first up, a band that probably one of the biggest bands around into the 80s. They actually sort of made it right through the 80s with popularity intact. The band was Simple Minds. They toured Australia, and we saw one of the most exciting live bands that was seen in the 1980s on tour, the band Simple Minds. I think they fell off the twig for a while there, but a few years ago, Jim Kerr and the boys came back.
Well, you can say they've come a long way since they started out as that punk band called Johnny and the Self-Abusers back in the late 70s. They really hit their stride in the early 80s and, as you said, had a huge following around the world for quite a number of years before they went off the boil. And I think it was just that music changed. They didn't change so much. I recall a best-of collection which included a couple of new tracks that was released last year that showed that they'd lost none of their energy and power at all. So this is pretty much a continuation of the revival of Simple Minds.
Jim Kerr and the band is back. The album Big Music, now on Just Released. Simple Minds, they've never really gone away. Just a few ups and downs, but they're back with a vengeance, planning an international tour in 2015 and working that album called Big Music. Bill Reiner with Brandon Stewart. This is just released. Happy to see Neil Young is back with new material, and it's not recorded in a 1948 voiceograph machine.
As far as I can recall, this is the first time he's played with a big orchestra in a musical setting since about 1972 in the Harvest album.
Yeah, the song A Man Needs a Maid. That was a really unusual song on that record, and a lot of people, me included, are still scratching their heads about what he meant by A Man Needs a Maid. But that's the first time I heard Neil working with a large orchestra sung in a very acoustic setting in basically a one-take situation. He's probably done it since and hasn't told anyone about it, but he has decided to do a whole album this time. Plastic Flowers. It's almost a segue from his song from After the Gold Rush in 1970, the title song from that solo album of his. It's uncannily similar, and it almost takes the theme, the ecological themes of After the Gold Rush in 1970 to now. And sadly, things haven't changed very much. I haven't gone past the first track, got stuck on this, listened to it three or four times, and I've put together the segue I mentioned, the After the Gold Rush from 1970, then the new song called Plastic Flowers. Here's Neil Young from his brand new album, Storytime, on Just Released.
Water flow as it rolls around.
to Where His Heart Was in the early 1970s. Storytone is the album, his brand new collection, and that song was Plastic Flowers with full orchestra. Besides Pink Floyd and Neil Young's music being released this week, we also have the complete collection, finally, of the historic Bob Dylan Basement Tapes.
One of the significant points about this release is that it was done as a bunch of demo songs, not for release, but for the publishing company that represented Bob Dylan's songs. They wanted new songs that they could farm out to other musicians to record and have hits with. As a result, from these sessions, we heard songs like Too Much of Nothing, which was a hit for Peter, Paul and Mary, The Monty Quinn, which became a hit for Manfred Mann, and also in the UK, the group Julie Driscoll with Brian Auger and Trinity had a major hit with the song This Wheel's on Fire. A couple of decades on, that particular recording also provided the theme song for the very popular comedy TV show Ab Fab. And they're just a few of the songs that came out of these significant recording sessions from 1967 with Bob Dylan and the band that became known as the Basement Tapes. And we'll have a taste of it right now from the Bob Dylan Complete Basement Tapes Sessions. This is the original version of This Wheel's on Fire. We'll get back into this a little deeper next week.
If your memory serves you well, we were going to meet again and when somebody had all my things in it before it gets too late. The man left, we've come to you with another tale to tell.
Basement Tapes, complete six CD box set series. That's This Wheel's on Fire, the original recording of that. We'll get back into the Basement Tapes complete a little deeper next week on Just Released.
Looking forward to that. And Brandon Stewart, what a show it's been. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you next time on Just Released.
Thanks, Bill.
Catch you then. And we'll leave you with this duo from Sydney, Australia. They're currently on tour around Australia. Their debut album has just been released. It's called Down to Earth, Flight Facilities, Sunshine.
Sunshine. I can see by the dawn. Words of love and meaning of the carrying on. And I feel you're so strong. And every time we do is not come doing no wrong. And we're moving like we need it. The waves are crashing in. We're ready to save it, baby. When you move, you'll make me feel like I got something to prove. Take it up, I wanna change your mind, I wanna make your mind, I wanna figure it out. Take it up, I wanna show you, I wanna know what it means, what you're all about. Take it up, I wanna change your mind, I wanna make your mind, I wanna figure it out. Take it up, I wanna show you how, I wanna know what it means to be on your side. I wanna shine my face, I wanna know.
There's a world for your gift. Every definition is a failed attempt. And the way of your words haunt me in my dreams till the point of a search. And we're moving like we need it. Waves are crashing in and we can feel.
Evacuated and several streets have been closed on Brisbane's south side after the discovery of explosives in a house this afternoon. Francis Tatham reports.
Police raided the house on Callista Road at Rochdale South this afternoon but didn't expect to find military-grade explosives. An emergency was declared and residents living close to the house were told to pack their bags and find other accommodation because it could be days before the area is deemed safe. Bomb squad officers are assessing the situation and police say there could be controlled detonations at the house overnight. It's understood three people were living there and one man has been taken into custody for questioning. Police say there's no suggestion the incident is related to terrorism or the G20 World Leaders Summit next weekend. Francis Tapham, ABC News, Brisbane.
Western Australia's police commissioner says officers who shot a man this morning were obviously concerned about the safety of a woman held hostage. Police and witnesses say the 38-year-old man was shot dead after he threatened to kill a woman with a knife in a Perth suburb of Carlisle. The woman, who was also shot, suffered stab wounds and is in a stable condition in hospital. There are now two separate investigations into the events. Commissioner Carl O'Callaghan says the officers had to make a very difficult decision.
I've been in the police force for 40 years and I've never been faced with having to make a decision like that. So it's extremely stressful. They have to make a decision in a split second. That decision will have far-reaching circumstances. It's now subject to an inquiry and a man has lost his life. They will be under a lot of pressure, but they would have responded like they are trained to do in their training.
Leaders of the Asia-Pacific regional group, APEC, including China and the United States, have announced plans to set up an anti-corruption network. The agreement comes as China steps up efforts to catch corrupt officials who fled abroad, as the BBC's Charles Scanlon reports.
China wants help from neighbouring countries and the United States in its massive nationwide anti-corruption campaign. This year it launched what it calls Operation Fox Hunt, to track down corrupt officials who fled abroad. It's hoping the new network, to be endorsed by APEC leaders next week, will lead to real cooperation between law enforcement agencies at the operational level. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said countries would work more closely to recover assets that had been illegally moved overseas.
Meanwhile, Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop met the US Secretary of State John Kerry on the sidelines of the APEC meeting in Beijing and discussed Australia's contribution to the US-led mission to combat Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. The meeting follows President Obama's announcement of the deployment of an extra 1,500 US military personnel to Iraq to boost Iraqi forces fighting the jihadists. The Pentagon said the troops will join the 1,400 US troops already in Iraq in a non-combat role to advise and assist Iraqi forces. Ms. Bishop says the US is pleased with the response from coalition partners.
There are dozens and dozens of countries that are now providing support that is proportionate to their involvement or the way they see the threat. And I believe that Australia has done precisely that. We have offered up support that is crucial, but it's also proportionate.
People in the Philippines are commemorating the first anniversary of Typhoon Haiyan, which killed more than 7,000 people and devastated central parts of the country. Thousands of people took part in a memorial walk in the city of Tacloban, where sirens sounded and church bells rang at the exact time the storm hit. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is there.
When it struck here a year ago, packing winds of 300 kilometres an hour, Typhoon Haiyan hit the poorest and most vulnerable the hardest. The storm surge swept away the shanty towns that stretched along the shore of Tacloban Bay. President Benigno Aquino says his government has a plan to rehouse these people away from the coast, but it will take time. Here in Tacloban, there is little faith in such promises. Today, protesters burned an effigy of the president in the middle of the city, and it's notable that he's decided not to come here to mark the anniversary.
Briefly in sport, the Melbourne Victory has returned to the top of the A-League with a 2-2 draw against the Newcastle Jets at Hunter Stadium. Sunday's weather, Brisbane mostly sunny 30 degrees, Sydney mostly sunny 25, Canberra sunny 30, Melbourne becoming sunny 23, Hobart partly cloudy 20, Adelaide mostly sunny 23, Perth sunny 36, Darwin a possible afternoon storm 33. For news at any time, go to abc.net.au/news or follow us on Twitter.